There's an opportunity there. The first half shot comes in. It's a decent ball, and there's a comfortable save for Pat Boyd. Straight, he has to palm it over, but a decent effort. Well, that ball is kept in play according to the assistant referee. The ball comes across. There's a free opportunity for a shot here, but FC United now defending eventually. Shot still comes in. Oh, there's that man again, Jamie Walker, and that was a decent effort there. FC United's goalkeeper, Boyes, was scurrying across. Ennis goes up and tries to win the second ball. He does really well there. The tenacity there was superb. That was a great opportunity. Oh, and Gabadon just pulled his hamstring. Oh. He was through there on goal. He was about to beat everybody, and he's just held up, and that's a hamstring injury.
That's his afternoon and probably two more weeks gone.
It's a double blow, isn't it? Because he was destined to have a chance on goal.
Oh, there was an awkward header, and it went the opposite way, and Gabadon capitalised upon that and ran across. And as he's running across, he's just pulled up, unfortunately. And let's hope it's not as serious as it looks. FC having to defend and chase, and the ball whipped down the left hand side. Is it going to be kept in play? It is by the number seven. Opportunity now, Brandy on the ball. To the byline, he goes towards the back post. It's a great ball, and it's a perfect opportunity for the opening goal of the game. The ball came across, and Tom Curzon there, well, he's got to bury that, hasn't he? And he's headed it across goal. As Ennis now, he's an opportunity. Can he get a shot away? Yes, he can. Oh, there was a lot of pace in that, and the goalkeeper did well. I mean, there was that much pace in that shot, the goalkeeper fell over. And that was a rifle effort, and FC's first free kick to FC United in a dangerous position. But he whips it towards the back post. It's a good ball as well. Headed across goal, and it's a good save by the goalkeeper. He got down to his right-hand side, Matthew Yates there. And it was a good header there. And Charlie Oliver, corner ball FC. Thompson on the ball, back to the halfway line. There's whipped to this near touch line. But up goes Declan McLaughlin, who can't get it. And the number three now chips the ball into. It's a decent ball, comes across. Everybody, there's a real opportunity here now. Great defensive save initially by FC, but the first ball comes in again. Oh, and it skims the top of the crossbar. And out for a goal kick to FC United and Manchester. But FC just need to get the ball. Here comes FC United now. Can they get the shot away? 1-2. Ball comes in. Oh, and Charlie Munro there did everything well. Went past one, went past two, opened his body, and he hits it high and wide. It's an opportunity down this near touchline. It's a number four into the penalty area. He goes, it's a great ball. This will be opening goal. It is the opening goal. And it was Conor Dixon, who has said the only player really showing good quality class here this afternoon. And 17 minutes into this second half, and undone by the pace down this near touchline. And FC United about to finish and lose the game because an absolutely woeful back pass. And that really was poor. Lafferty there just didn't kick the ball, did he? It's an unfortunate one because it's out of nothing. 15 minutes to go and find themselves 2-0 down. And you got to feel for him there, haven't you, Paul?
Yeah, it was just one of those moments. And unfortunately, when you're one down away from home, you suddenly become two down with an error, and doesn't look like there's any way back now.
So that's it. Game over. And FC United find themselves on the end of a 2-0 defeat here at Ilson.